This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Monday. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO Morning Man, Todd Berryman. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. I'm the special guest.
Yes, and you've already been awake for 5 hours or whatever.
Yes,
so
I'm
back from vacation. I'm just barely here.
This is why the giant boost glass full of coffee.
Yeah. Nice. It looks kind of nasty. You get the
My wife is listening right now.
You recycled a Hardee's cup. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you liberal. What are you doing with a straw? Come on, man.
Because the ownership has pesky rules about not having a cup without a lid.
So, and I appreciate that.
And that's also why this is iced, because you don't want scalding accidents with your half-asleep morning show host.
True. Good point.
And I have to apologize for the voice I just used when I don't use that voice when I do talk about the wife. But I know she's not going to be happy about the you recycled an Arby's cup.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I'm supposed to be using a one of those cork cups that we got from Aldi.
Yeah. I've seen those.
And I needed more coffee than 14 ounces.
Okay.
So,
we'll let you slide today.
Yeah, you will.
You got to deal with her when you get home, right?
I think she'll be okay with
it. Is it part of just being more aware of your environment and being what's the word I'm looking for here? The environmentally friendly? Is that why she...
Kind of. Okay. It was a Father's Day gift from the dog and the cat.
Oh, okay.
And
it has a little meaning.
I had been reluctant to use it because of the... Like, I thought the cork would deteriorate on the outside of the cup. And she's like, no, it's actually... It's environmentally friendly and it'll stay warmer. And I just haven't... I wanted to keep the cup nice because it was a first Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
So it's that weird parental thing.
Have you used it at all yet?
Not once.
Okay. Well,
I mean, a dozen times. It's just real clean.
Okay. Well, we digress. I'm back from vacation, and Todd is sitting in with me for the first half hour of Party Line here.
Yes.
Good morning to you all. I'll tell you about the vacation in a moment. Rena Brower is coming in at 9 o'clock to talk about the Delphi Opera House. She's going to bring a guy named Alan McConnell, and they're going to tell us about the Delphi Invitational Art Show on November 1st through the 3rd. And we'll be doing that at 9 o'clock. First off, the Skywatch weather forecast is breezy with rain showers moving in. Here before too long, this is an 80% chance, Todd. This looks pretty certain.
Yeah.
Highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain, low at 45, and cooler tomorrow. Partly cloudy, high 55. And Wednesday, sunshine, high 62. What's the rest of it look like? Thursday, mostly cloudy, 62 the high, and then cooler on Friday, with a high at 52. So we're certainly sticking around the fall time. Do you have any idea what the temperature is now?
55 right now.
Okay.
In the listening area. And I will say the long-range forecast that I saw, thanks to my mother-in-law, I believe it is going to be on Halloween. We're supposed to have rain in the morning and rain in the evening.
Ooh.
So you might want to make sure the kids have their raincoats available.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Well, it's long out enough that it may not happen.
Yeah, true. But let's see, what day is Halloween?
It's Thursday.
It's not this Thursday.
Right,
it's the
next
week
Thursday.
The 31st, technically, yes. So, Thursday. And I think, I don't want to say, Ken put it up on Clinton County Daily News last week. I think
Frankfort is 5 to 9. Kokomo is 6 to 8.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't remember the trunk or treats or any of the other stuff. But if you check out community events at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, you'll find more of them.
Yeah, I should have thought of that, right?
Well, hey, boss.
Right.
Why do we have that website again?
Yeah, glad I thought of that. Well, one of the trunk or treats that we'll be having fun with is coming up this Saturday, and I'm getting ready to cut a promo for it that you'll hear about all week. It's the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree. It's going to be at the fairgrounds this Saturday. Now, the official hours are 3 to 8. The parade starts at 3. I'll have a live remote broadcast with the Wilo van and some of us out there between 5 and 7. We've got the Learning Network, CNR Catering, Connecting Point Church, Tacos to Go, Healthy Communities, Colfax Fire Department, La Chapas, 7th Lights of Trepidation, which is a haunted house with Jennifer Davis, Frito-Lay, Center Township, Zachary's, Schultz IGA, Papa John's, Good Times Professional Audio, Shoops. All of those people are bringing something. Those groups and organizations are bringing something. Like Frito-Lay, of course, is going to bring us chips, and Chester the Cheetah, plus the Sailor Man from the Cracker Jack box.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Colfax Fire Department going to bring in their trucks so the kids can crawl around on those and have fun. We'll have cotton candy, bottled water, hot dogs, popcorn, all kinds of little stations set up where kids can go do separate things. We'll have hay rides, cakewalks, sack races, fire pits, a dance. We're going to have older and younger first, second, and third place for the best costumes. And I get to be a judge for that.
So, nice.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
You mentioned Cracker Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I have a few years on you, but do you remember when the Cracker Jack prizes in the box were actually awesome? Like not easily digestible.
Yes. They were.
They give you like metal charms or something like that, and then you get three or four stupid kids that just hork down the box and don't actually look
and choke on it or something.
So now we get stickers or little flip books or something
or tattoos. Yeah,
or tattoos.
Right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I remember that just barely though, because when I started the Cracker Jacks, I remember the little books and Do they still put that? I haven't bought a box of Cracker Jacks for a while.
It's been an easy decade plus since I, and it was still at the stickers, tattoos level. Yeah.
Well, at this point, with all the political correctness and careful for kids, you know.
We can't call it Cracker Jack
anymore. It's not that. I was thinking the toys might be now like something padded, you know, so nobody can hurt themselves.
Well, each box is sold in its own bubble wrap. For insurance.
Yeah, right.
Do not ingest internally.
With a little card that has a lawyer's name attached to it or something.
See, now you're making me hungry for Cracker Jacks. It's been so long since I've had them.
Well, stay hungry until Thursday. Did you see the memo?
No.
Okay. I called Liz. Of course, I was on vacation last Thursday and Friday. Mm. And I called Liz Thursday morning, I think it was, because I got a call from Rodney Mounts with CNR Catering. I hope I get all these names right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wanting to come over and feed the Wilo and Shine 99 and Clinton County Daily News staff.
Nice.
And I said, well, hey, what do you want to do, lunch or something? And he's like, well, how about breakfast? And I said, okay, great. So this Thursday at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why you didn't see the memo, because Liz put it out and I saw it in the email, so. Maybe she didn't include you.
It's not unknown, but probably I was in a sleep-deprived daze coming in this morning
probably,
and didn't see it.
You didn't say, okay, well, just plan on Thursday about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be bringing us over. I got the Facebook message, but like biscuits and gravy and eggs and all kinds of goodies.
So if I'm smacking my lips sometime during Amber Waves of Stupid.
Yes.
On Thursday, there's a reason.
Yes, because he's already had two orders of biscuits and gravy. And then we're going to bring Rodney in and talk to him for a few minutes on Party Line. So
nice.
That'll be fun. And so we're going to be out there Saturday night, and you got to plan to be out there if you got kids or just want to come out and have a good time, because I'm here to tell you, last year was the first one, and it was us and fun and just a handful of other people, including Center Township Trustee Office of Clinton County, and we appreciate their efforts. They'll be sponsoring our remote Saturday night. But it was basically six or seven of us that kind of put this together. And it was huge. I mean, just huge for the first one. We almost were too big for our britches.
Right.
So we're doing it the same place this time, but we've spread out quite a bit at the fairgrounds. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun time Saturday. So vacation time. I took Thursday and Friday off.
Maybe I should give you the travel reel sound here.
Yeah,
vacation in southern Indiana. If you could just adjust that film a little bit.
Well,
and you're down from where I am.
Yeah,
you were ironically, Canvasburg. I was Pekin actually.
Yeah. So ironically, Todd Berryman and I. Well, I'll just say it. I hired you a year and a half-ish ago, and you've been in radio longer than I have, and you're just a couple years older than me. But and I knew you, and I knew your name, and I'd heard you on other radio stations, but we'd never met. You just happened to be in the area.
We knew each other by reputation because I knew you as the news guy on the Columbus radio station back in the day, and you knew me from my time working Indianapolis radio.
Yeah. So it was cool that I was able to grab you a couple years ago when you moved up to move in with Aaron and get married and all that stuff to Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm telling you that is because Todd and I, ironically, come from the same little county in southern Indiana.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't even know it until we started talking. So we're both from originally Washington County, Indiana. I graduated from West Washington in 92, and you graduated what?
Eastern in 88.
Okay. Yeah, so Todd's 4 years older than me there-ish.
You're not willing to give me the Doogie Howser, you're a genius thing?
No.
You're just four years older?
I'm
okay,
not going
thanks.
There. Yeah. Neither one of us are geniuses, though. But so anyway, a couple years ago, Shell and I started dating, and I was telling her about this awesome area that I'm from that, you know, has hills and hollers and caves and, you know, just I know everybody who owns all the property out there so we can walk around safely anywhere and talk to people and everything. So we did that a couple years ago, and it was just she and I, and it was just an awesome time. You know, it's just you and her and no kids and everything. Well, this year we wanted to do something for the kids on fall break.
Mm-hmm.
Her 15-year-old daughter didn't want to go, and so we took her 9 and 11-year-old, and let's just say it wasn't the same as going alone together. They were pretty good. I got to give them that for being in a car for a couple days and staying at a hotel. You know, here at the house in Frankfort, we've got Xbox and iPads and two TVs and internet. And when they're at a hotel, they were like playing basketball with a soccer ball all night, you know.
Right.
Which was fine. The Knights Inn in Salem, Indiana.
Not my lamp.
Took care of us. Yeah, I know. I know. The Knights Inn in Salem, Indiana took care of us. So we drove around Tunnelton. I don't know if anybody's ever been down there or not. There's a really cool old tunnel that you can walk about a half mile back to, and you know, it's about a half mile itself, and you get halfway through and it's dark, and so we videotaped and found a couple spray paint cans that hadn't been fully used, so we had to leave our names and a little bit of, you know.
You tagged something?
We tagged something, yeah. We taught the 11-year-old how to tag. But it was
now,
all
now, see, you want the orange next to the blue, so you get the op art thing.
Yeah.
And that's your defense.
Well, we got a videotape, so if he's ever wanted by local law enforcement down there, we'll know why. But
right.
So we had a good time, and it's kind of one of those things. I felt like Chevy Chase all weekend with the family vacation things. It was just, you know, it's just everything that could have happened like that sort of did, you know.
You don't have a dog, do you?
Don't have a dog.
Well, Todd, we used to. Funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, tied him to the bumper there and Seymour. And
we do not endorse that behavior,
no,
incidentally.
We don't. So we left. Actually, we didn't leave till Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all day Friday. Saturday, we went to Spring Mill State Park, which is an awesome state park. We went down to the Gus Grissom Boyhood Home.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool story there, you know. So we got to see them and see some of his relatives and see the lady who's the caretaker of the house. And it was really cool.
How'd the kids do with the Pioneer Village?
Actually,
or
they,
did you?
No, they, yeah, we went to the Pioneer Village. They were pretty good. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was
cornmeal.
Yeah, they you know, the thing is, it's like there's quite a few people there, but it's pretty sprawled out. I mean, it's got you know, it's 1,000 acres or so. But what we would find is we're stopping to look at cool stuff.
Right.
Shell and I are, and the kids are like running ahead and, you know, grabbing this and doing that and everything. And I was really encouraged, if there's a little bit of encouragement for the future of these kids, they did listen to the caretaker lady at the Gus Grissom house, mm-hmm. boyhood home, and I was very proud of them for doing that. And they didn't really embarrass us or get us kicked out of Spring Mill or anything. There was one incident. Someone did something. One of the kids did something, and one of the, I think it was somebody in the room next to us,
and
quit bouncing that ball or something. So,
oh, I thought you meant at the state park.
No.
And that's why we don't have blacksmithing anymore.
yeah, right. But they did good at the Pioneer Village. They did good walking around for the most part. But one thing that, and it's not just, I'm not going to slam kids here, but it's not just her kids. It's a lot of kids I see these
Every
days.
Child.
It's like, what have you done for me lately?
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's like on the way home. Hey,
they're all little Janet Jacksons.
Yeah, right, right. Well, it's like we've been gone for 2 days, and so we got up yesterday, checked out about 10:30 or 11. We're in Salem, and we thought we've still got a full day and evening. Let's try to find something cool for the kids on the way back, kind of something, you know, just on the way home. Well,
you went gambling, didn't you?
No, we should have. Should have went gambling and drinking. Not on Sunday. Although we can do that in Indiana
now. Yeah, you
now.
Can now.
So we drove over to Scottsburg, and we were getting on 65 North to come back. And let's just say they weren't being the best, the kids, in the
right.
back of the van.
Right.
So we decided to drive straight home.
I was going to say, so, you didn't go for the scenic route if you went to Scottsburg.
No, we did not. We took the scenic route down, which was very cool. But, I don't know. I was just happy to be home about 1:15 yesterday afternoon back in Frankfort and watching the Colts get a big win yesterday. So.
Yep. Number one in the AFC now.
That's right. So we got back. And we all just kind of
decompressed.
Yeah. So it was a good time. I got to see a couple friends from high school and stuff. They came up and saw us Saturday night. So at the hotel.
Nice.
So yeah, it was a good time. Glad to be back.
Though. Well, and Salem is now kind of a town on the move. When it was just like what 5-10 years ago. The town was still relatively small. Now mm-hmm. they've got a Walmart. Now they've got a new hotel. Now they've got, it's actually has really kind of blown past its borders and become something a little more sizable now.
And it's about time because they put in those bypasses too around Salem. And then that's cool. The bypasses are very cool.
And for those who don't know Salem, I need to give you some perspective. Mm-hmm. Okay. A friend of mine I worked with in radio had family in the area as well. And he mentioned this is 20 years ago. 20 or 30. He mentioned that his grandmother had said, oh, there's this really great new ethnic place in town, meaning a restaurant. And he's mm-hmm. like, oh, what is it? And she said, Taco Bell. So it's taken us a while to get a little further along in the culture. But.
It's really funny because I have a great story from Salem real quick. When I started in radio back in 92, after I graduated at WSLM in Salem, mm-hmm. I had my first radio job. I remember about a year in, so this would have been around 93, 94, the city elders, the city officials, decided to not bring in a Walmart. Walmart wanted to come to Salem, and back in 93, they said, no way, and they put like this 20-year moratorium on it, right? So no Walmart could ever, so it just killed Salem. I mean, it just like, you know, the square's dying. Although it looked pretty good, there was a lot going on this weekend, but it's just like, you know, the mom and pops just aren't there now.
Yeah.
And as it is all across America, but they were there until 5 years ago because they didn't have a Walmart. You know, so now they have one of the biggest Walmarts in the state, if not the biggest.
I think maybe the...
Right? The biggest in the state. And it's right there in Salem, Indiana, right across from the radio station.
Ironically.
And so now they're kind of on the move now that they got a Walmart.
Yeah.
But it took them a while.
Now they're getting better Mexican places.
That's
they're
right.
getting there's a little more going on.
Well,
The Goodwill is full size now.
Yes, it is full size. Yes.
It's not some little space where you can buy old 8-tracks.
Right. You can still buy those there, though.
I bet you can.
I got a really nice reel-to-reel tape deck at the Scottsburg Goodwill several years back. It was really nice. And
I'm shopping at the wrong Goodwill.
Oh, man, it was awesome. I paid $40 for it, too.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Not a Kai 8-track. It was nice, man.
Oy.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going to hurt you is when I tell you what happened to it. That's a whole other story, though.
You know, let's say
I'll never forgive her. Yeah, I'll never forgive her.
The her is not the current her, I
No,
assume.
It's not the current her.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the current her.
Because you would no longer be current.
That's right. Okay, just about 8 minutes left in the first portion of the program. Again, we'll have some fun with Alan McConnell and Renee Brower going to talk with us about the Delphi Invitational Art Show. Hopefully they brought us a few pairs of tickets to give away. So I'm hoping that'll be the case.
Nice.
But I heard part of your story this morning, and I just had to bring up a couple things here, Todd.
I'm now wondering which story you heard.
Well, it's the phone users might be able to tickle or pinch their cellular device very soon.
The one was inspiring nausea and amber waves of stupid this morning.
Yeah, I noticed you almost yacked a couple times.
Well, the minute I heard cell phone case that functions like skin, it was a little hard to...
You know, I felt the some different ones we have cases and stuff, and like this part of rubber here, that's, you know, it's nice to have it catch so it won't slip, and you know we can get these extra grip backs and stuff.
But if it had fake hair on it, wouldn't you be a little?
It would be Todd's gonna have a hard time getting through this one. I didn't hear your full
covering up my head.
Full on assault this morning here. So researchers from Telcom Paris have created a phone case made of artificial skin, which can supposedly interpret a variety of gestures. According to the telecom team, users can slap the skin, indicating anger, or tickle the skin for laughter, and related emojis are released onto the phone. This is just getting weird, man.
Okay.
Yeah, if you need a bag or something, let me know. The skin-on cases are made of stretchable copper wire between two layers of silicone and can be put onto smartphones, touchpads, and smartwatches. The researchers hope to add more features later, such as... hair, temperature, and even sweat or goosebumps.
No, thank you. I didn't know about the sweat part. This is really squicking me out.
Yeah. Sweat or goosebumps for other states of being like disgust or frustration. They told local media that the goal is for the case to increase user expressiveness and make technology more human-like.
Oh, it's making me expressive already.
Yeah, right.
I will say, to give credit to my friend Gary, if he's listening. Hi, Gary. Friend of mine,
Gary.
In Southern Indiana, actually, who is listening remotely on our streaming audio. He had mentioned, I can see this technology making sense on things like prosthetics, artificial limbs, things
Absolutely.
Like that. That I don't have a problem with, but an idea that you can grab this cell phone and it's kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre all of a sudden is just not my jam.
I don't know. There's so many bad directions we could go with this story, but I'm just going to move on because I don't.
Thank you. And if you want to read a little more about one of the versions of this story, we do have it on our Facebook page for Clinton County Daily News, so you can take a look and share our disgust.
So no pun intended, but I'm not going to touch that, anymore.
Yeah. Thank you.
Speaking of touching, the disciplinary hearing for Attorney General Curtis Hill will start today. Now, it will be held at the Indiana Supreme Court and is expected to last all week. Hill faces penalties up to possible disbarment. The hearing comes after Hill was accused of groping a state representative and three state house staffers at a bar almost a year ago now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
This is when you should have spun the Georgia satellites. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just amazing that here we are. A little over a year later, talking about it, he came out and vehemently denied this.
Yeah.
And it was during the Me Too movement, right in the middle of it. And it's like, I mean, we just expected him to step down. But he never did.
Right.
And he kept saying, and he still says, that, you know, I don't know, I kind of think where there's smoke, there's fire on certain things.
Right.
But,
you don't want to prejudge anybody, but
right.
at the same time, when you have that many people, it's like the Bill Cosby thing.
Yeah.
It got so overwhelming that
yeah.
it was kind of hard to say, okay, well, they're all faking.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So we'll see how that goes. We have had people call up Party Line here, Kim, particularly one of our Party Line regulars, and she asks about what the status is of Attorney General Curtis Hill about every other month. So
yeah.
there you go, Kim. A hearing will start today and is expected to last all week in the Indiana Supreme Court. So we'll see how that goes, all right? So I got home yesterday and said the Colts had just started. I think it was 7-0 when I started watching it just halfway through the first quarter. Colts are now in lead of the AFC South. This comes after the win against the Texans at Lucas Oil Stadium. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett threw 4 touchdown passes, which is his career high. Next Sunday, the Colts take on Denver. So we'll keep... Colts are doing good now, 4-2, I think.
Which I don't think anybody really expected, considering how things played out early in the season.
Well, here's what happened with the Colts is, of course, they worked really hard in the offseason to get a good offensive and particularly defensive line,
mm-hmm.
just get some protection for Andrew Luck. So they had put really good people and spent money to get people in key places. Then Luck retires.
Right.
And so Jacoby Brissett comes on. So he's got that good offensive line.
Yeah.
He's got that good defensive line. He's got the good receivers. And Marlon Mack in the backfield's doing pretty well for him, too. So he's got the team they built for Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making him look pretty good. And he's always been a fine quarterback. It's just he was no Andrew Luck, but he's playing well.
It's like if you're Joe Schmo and your backing band is the Beatles, well, of course
you're
going to
sound good. Exactly. Exactly. So there you go. And so we'll leave it at that. Also, I thought this was fun. You're familiar with the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And the Who, the
yep.
Whoville. not the Who, but Whoville. well, of course, there was Cindy Lou Who,
right?
The little girl.
Right.
And so the Christmas parade this year in Frankfort it's a Whoville Christmas. That's going to be their theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always Ken and Cindy from the news department that host that, and we do it on WILOTV.com. And so we have our very own Cindy Lou Who this year.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to wear pigtails that day, so I thought that was fun.
She could pull that off.
Oh, yeah. So it's Saturday, December 7th, 3 p.m., all right? That's the Whoville Christmas is the theme.
It's when you and I show up in pigtails that it hits the fan. It's gonna make that phone case look delightful rather than creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. Just wait, all right? Well, I'll see you December 7th.
Yeah.
Thanks, as always, Todd.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Glad to be aboard.
See you tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.